Can we say it again? For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen? For then. And just as you leave here today, think about what is that then that the Lord was speaking to Joshua about. When you observe, when you keep my commandment, we have spoken to this weekend about the fear of God. We have spoken about the adherence to the word of God. We have spoken about the life of prayer. When you observe these commandments, then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have a good success. So, continuing on to the last study that we have today, which is in the parable of the talents mentioned in Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 to verse 13. And it goes like this. This is a parable that the Lord Jesus told us, and it teaches us a great lesson about a successful life. So, look at me. Please, if you don't keep eye contact, forget about the slides. So, what is the parable speaking about? There is a master, and this master is going to a far country, far place. He called his servants, and he gave them talents. He gave them what they can work for him until he comes back. So he brought the first servant, and he gave him 5 talents. And then he brought the second servant, and he gave him 2 talents. And he brought the third servant and gave him 1 talent. And then he traveled. Then after long time, it seemed maybe long, but in the appointed time, the master came back. And then he started to, the Bible say, reckons with them. Reckons meaning that he brought each one of them and tell them, give me now the account of what you have done with my talent that I gave you. I gave you these talents to work in my business. And now give me the account of this. What have you done with these talents? So the first one, the first servant, came and told him, you have given me 5 talents. I have went and worked with these 5 talents, and I have gained 5 talents more. So I have 5 talents more beside these 5 talents. And he told him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in few things. I will set you over many things. And then the one who had 2 talents came. And he told him, what you have done with the 2 talents? And he told him, you have given me 2 talents. And I worked with these 2 talents. And I gained 2 talents more beside them. And the master told him, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you was faithful in the little things, I will set you over many things. And the one who had 1 talent came, and he told him, what you have done with the talent that I have given you? Give me the account of your stewardship. I have given you that 1 talent. What you have done with it? He told him, I knew that you have a hard heart, and you reap what you have not sown, and you gather things that you never planted. So I took that talent, I digged, I kept it, and I just wanted to give you the talent that you gave me. You give me a talent, here is your talent. That was the sorrows for the master, that he hear that from the servant that he gave him the talent. And he told him, oh, wicked servant, you know now that I gather what I have not planted. Why you did not put this talent even with the people who exchange money, and you could have gained some interest for that. And give me that interest. Why you have not done this? If you really think that I am a hard-hearted and I am unjust person. And he told him, your heart is wicked. You are not in the right track. You are not according to my mind. And he had a very bad fate, as we read from Matthew 25. What do we learn from this lesson? We learn that each one of us as the servants, as his servants, each one of us, God give you talents. And by the way, these talents in the language of their days, when the Lord uttered this parable, some commentators write, and they calculate as they went to the origin of the word talent, that a talent with our language of today, it's equal like $1 million. So it's not like one talent is something like a little. He could have done something with it. But he went and he digged and he just gave it to the master as it is. He wasted the opportunity. He did not waste the money though. He did not. But he wasted the opportunity that he can invest and he can work with the talent that his master has given him during the life. What is the lesson that we can learn from this parable? Each one of us, you are a believer, you have put your faith in the person of the Lord Jesus, God has given you talents. He only knows how much he gave you, and he will show it to you. And the talents are, some of them are your natural abilities that God created you with. Natural ability that God have given you. Some of us has very high IQ, intelligent people by nature. Math people that they can figure it out in a second. Some of us, maybe they can play music. I don't know how to play piano. All my life I have dreamt to just know how to play music. I couldn't one day in my life. I couldn't. But someone, he could have this talent. Someone, God gave him to be richer than other person and having a car, for example. Someone does not have this car. Someone went to a certain school. Someone couldn't make it to that school. It's a talent. God has given it to you. And also it speaks about God gifts to us, that God has given us certain gifts. And if you would like to read about these gifts, there are certain chapters in the Bible speak about these gifts, like Romans 12, like 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Ephesians 4, speak to us about these gifts, spiritual gifts that God has entrusted us with. And one day he will come back, and we are waiting for his coming back, and he will tell me, give me the account of your stewardship. I have given you these talents. What you have done with it in your life? What you have done with the talents that I have given to your life? So the first lesson we can learn from this, that working diligently here and now. Life is short, and life will end on earth. I'm very sure you all are aware of this fact. Life will not continue here on earth forever to any one of us. And my opportunity to use what the Lord has given me is for a limited time. It's not for eternity. Eternity will come after life here on earth. But it is for my lifetime here on earth. And either I will work with these talents here and now. And as we leaving here today, We would like all to pray and tell him, Lord, what you have given me, I want to work diligently with it. I don't want to waste the time. The time that the Lord has given you is a talent. It's something that the Lord entrusted you with, what you are doing with it. And I have put here many verses to you that you can benefit from and speak about how we work diligently. In Colossians 3 and verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartedly, as to the Lord and not unto men. Someone come maybe early to the meeting and just see that these chairs are in everywhere. And he started to arrange these chairs so when others come, we'll find place to sit. Do it from the heart. Someone come and find that the place is not clean. I have health, I have energy to do something. I'm going to use this energy that I will clean that place and I will make it looking more better and presentable. I'm going to help my younger brother at home. I will use my abilities that I know more than him. These are his talents that the Lord has given me. And as I'm doing this, I'm doing it heartedly, from heart. You remember how Joseph has done it? You know, when he went to see his brothers, as his father told him, they are there in Shechem. He went there and he didn't find them there. He didn't come back to his father and say, I didn't find them there, so I will come back. I just give you a report. You told me go to Shechem. I went to Shechem. I didn't find them there. But he went there and he did not find them. So he asked, where could they be? And somebody else told him, oh, I saw them moved from Shechem to a place called Dothan. So he said that, okay, I'm going to there. He's doing it from the heart as unto the Lord. Everything you do, whatever the verse before us, whatever you do, it's not just serving in the meeting, in the school. Whatever you do, when I study my lesson, when I do my homework, I do it heartedly and in communion with the Lord. I'm not separating my life. I tell him, Lord, excuse me now, I'm busy, I'm doing my homework. Lord, now I'm busy, I'm attending a class of physics or math or whatever. No, he's with me. He's the one that's given me the true success in life. And even as I'm listening to a lecture, even I'm doing homework, even I'm doing something my parents asked me to do, all this is I'm doing it from the heart and not to please my father, which is good, not to also be an example for my brother, which is good, but I'm doing it for who? As unto who? As unto the Lord. Right? And there are very good verses. I will leave it to you in Ecclesiastes 9:10, if you would like to write these verses. It speaks about diligence, no laziness. But whatever I will do, I do it from the heart and with diligence. Because I only have this life here and now. And I don't want to tell you about stories about how people at younger age, the Lord has called them to leave even this scene. So it's not a matter of, oh, I'm still 15, I'm still 16, I'm still 20. I have a long life before me. It's not like this. Because I don't know. He knows when he is going to call me. He knows when he is coming back. And I have to be ready. I have to be ready. Diligent here and now. And also 2 Peter 1 and 10. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, if you would like to write it in the notes of your book. Proverbs 13, 4 and 2 Peter 1, 10 and many other verses that speaks to us whatever that we have to be diligent, we have to be doing all what the Lord has called us to do with all our hearts. But also the Lord gave us everything we need to do what he has called us to do. He has created us for good works that we need to do. And he has given you everything you need. to be able to do with what he has called you to do. So he is, when he gives that five talents, he knows that these are very enough that he can gain another five talents. When he gave two talents, he knows that he can get another two talents beside them. So he knows, he has equipped us with all what he has called us to do. And I wrote here something that it is the ratio of the talents used to the talents received. So your success in life, if you will put the talents received in the, what's the below? Denominator, right? And the above is the numerator. All right. So the if you put the talents received in the denominator and you put the you're using on the numerator, the ratio has to be equal 1. So if your denominator is way larger than the numerator, you have something that you have not done right for the pleasure of the heart of the servant. He has given you. He has given you a job. He has given you money. That's not to just use it the way you think that I want to use it. He has given me school. He has given me, I play music. He has given me a good voice. He has given me a good look. And you are all good looking because you are God's creation. He has, so God give me this not to waste in my own, but he has given me that I can use it for his glory. And this is what the second lesson will come. But also he did not create us with equal abilities. So you cannot look at someone else and say, I don't have what Sarah has. You cannot say that. Because God has given Sarah what he in his wisdom so that she is equipped to do. So in the talent, in the parable here in verse 19 of Matthew 25, he say this word that to every man according to his several ability. God knows what you can do. And he has given it to you. So it's very dangerous, very dangerous. Look at to me, young people. And as put this, let it sink in your mind and your heart very good from a young age now. Don't try to imitate someone. And try to see, oh, he's a hero. He's really, I wish to be like this one day. No, you want to wish to be yourself. You don't want to wish to be someone else. God doesn't have copies, but he has a unique person. Every one of us is a unique person. God has created us that you have to be at your place. And you have to use the talents that God has given you to be who you are. He doesn't want you to be Samah or Imad or Michael. He doesn't want us to be that. He wants us to be ourselves. He wants us to be the one that he meant us to be. So he created us with different abilities. So don't look at someone else and say that I want to be like this. And then you start to waste God's thoughts and minds toward you. Because God has stored something great for you if you use what he has given you. So everyone according to his own abilities. I cannot compare. You never compare yourself with someone else. Do not compare yourself with someone else. But always you are doing it as unto the Lord and you're looking unto him and you tell him, Lord, what do you have for me? How do you want me to use what you have given me for your glory? So God has given you a certain ability. And this is what the Lord, you know, the same reward for the one who had two talents, for the one who had five talents. He heard the same thing. Well done, good and faithful servant. The same thing he heard it, like the one who had 5 talents gained beside his 5 talents. It was not different at all. Why? Because this is the ability of the one who got 2 talents. God knows your ability. God will reward us for honesty, for faithfulness. It's not how much I think I gather, but God has given me these 2 talents and how I have worked with them and give them to, in my life, give them the most diligence, worked as unto the Lord from all my heart, and have gained for the Lord glory. And then we work for the master, not for our selfish purposes. So it's not a matter of self-promotion. It's not a matter of I want to exalt myself. When the Lord has given us gifts in the meetings, the Lord has given a gift for someone to teach, for example. It's not because after I give you a lesson that you all clap for me and say that, oh, great work. No, for the Lord is a praise. And if he has given this gift, he has given it for the building of his people. Because God's interest is his people here on earth. And when he gave you something, it's not for your self-promotion. It's not for exaltation. But he has given it to you that you work for him. And when we say work for him, God's interest is his people. When God gave you ability to speak and to persuade someone, and a talent in your, that you have a good vocabulary, God has given this to you that he might use this, that you can lead someone to Christ. It's not just for you to stand on a podium and say, see how much eloquent I am in my speaking and how much vocabulary, clap for me. It's not for myself, but I'm working for the master. The master is the one that will come one day and will tell you, give me the account of your stewardship. Have you worked with your talent? I am giving you this because I have interest. God's interest in the world is the people. The people, the souls. God's interest is the souls who are around us. These are his interests. And we have to work for His purpose, not for my own purpose. So please, and that's what creates sometimes strife. Oh, they smiled to this person, but they did not smile to me. Oh, they applauded for this person, but they did not do it for me. I don't care. I have done it for my master. If they smile to me, fine. If they did not smile to me, it's enough that my master is smiling to me and he's pleased to what I'm working. Again, whatever we do in life, whatever you do it as unto the Lord, heartedly. So I'm not focusing, I'm not concentrating on people's opinions. Yes, I might have someone older than me that might come and correct me in life. That's good. But if he will give me a word of praise, all right. If he will not give it to me, also all right. Because my master is seeing what I am doing. So whatever we do, we're not doing it for ourselves. Why? Because we set for success, there has to be eternal value. There has to be a day that whatever I have done will stand for eternity. If you want to do something that just for the praise of the people, just for the cup that you can win, for the medal that you can win, then this is something called achieved goals, not success. Not success in life. I give you the example of a basketball player before, which we have brought slides about him, and how much he has, how much he achieved. But as a success, only God knows how much success this person has, because it has to go through that fire of testing every achieved goal. So we work for the master, not our selfish purpose. And then we have to know that we, and this is the last lesson that we can draw from this, we are will be held accountable. We will be held accountable. One day, every believer will stand before the seat of Christ. Every day, every believer will stand before the seat of Christ. And we will be held accountable for this. There has to be accountability. You are bought with a price. You are a believer, or you have the Lord Jesus has bought you with his own life on the cross of Calvary. You are not for yourself. I don't own myself. I don't own my health. I don't own my abilities. It's his. And he just set me over it and told me, I give you health. I give you this money. I give you this car. I give you this job. What are you going to do with it? What you have done with what I have given you? Each one of you, maybe you can take this exercise. And I'm very sure, if you can hold a pen and a paper and start to, on your knees, be honest, take this exercise. On your knees, go today and tell him, Lord, what you have given me. And you'll find that you are able to write many, many, many things that the Lord has given you. And maybe others don't have it. And now, as you enumerate this, tell him, Lord, I know that I don't own these things. I'm being given it. It's given unto me. I'm not the owner of it. And if it's given unto me, one day the Lord will come and tell you, give me an account of what I have set you as stewards on. This is a stewardship. This is a gift and a talent that I have kept with you, that you use it for my glory. We are created by him, not for our own selves, but for his glory. There is a verse in Isaiah 43, verse 7, said that, for my glory I have created you and I have made you. And you cannot find true pleasure in life. I can tell you that. You can find pleasure for a moment in many things in this seen world. But there is no true pleasure and true joy in life if you are in separation from your Creator, from the one that has made you. And that's a struggle of the people outside. They're trying to find joy in what is seen in this life. And the more they get of what they think that it is a cause of joy, the more they feel the emptiness. The more they feel that it is not satisfying. And they're still hungry. And they're still empty. And I spoke to you about these people that have achieved in this life what others haven't. And how they ended their life by their hands. Because of the horrible emptiness that is in their heart. Success in life is satisfaction. It's every day you go to bed joyful. And you will not be able to have this true joy if you are in separation with your Creator. With the one who is the source of your spirit. Because we are spirit, souls, and body. Maybe I went to bed tonight satisfied. My stomach is satisfied because I ate dinner. But my soul and my spirits are hungry, are empty, because I'm in separation from my Creator. You will not find rest unless you reconcile with him. Unless every boundary between you and him will be removed. And you will be in communion with him. and prayer. In communion with His Word, that His Word is having the right effect and the right impression on my heart. Without this, there is no success in life. Success is a package. It's not one aspect of life. It's all aspects. It's my life. And that's the Lord intended for all of us. Do you desire this life? Do you want to be successful in life? Who of you want to be successful in life? That's it? Yes, we all. We want to be successful in life. And we all want to hear from the Word, these words from the Lord, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." It's not by the amount, but it's by faithfulness we are going to give our account. God gives you what you are able to glorify Him here on earth. Will you put it to use from all your heart for His glory? How about we bow our heads? And let's now really, as the Lord have spoken to my heart and told me things in this weekend, if He has pointed me that I'm still not in Christ, I'm still not a new creature, tell Him, "Lord, today I come to put my full trust in You. I surrender all. I come surrendering all my life and all what I have to You, Lord. And You are able to make me a new creature. You are able to make me in You as a new creature that's able to lead a successful life." If God has spoken to you that you are neglecting your Bible, you are not spending time with your Bible every day, the Bible is far from your mind and your thoughts, tell Him, "Lord, forgive me. I'm going to get out of here as I'm starting a new school year. I'm starting a new year. I would like to be diligent. You give me ability to read. I want to be able to read Your Word. You give me ability to understand. I want to understand by Your help Your Word. Lord, You give me abilities to achieve a good scores in my exams. This is for Your glory, not for my self-exaltation. I am Yours, Lord. I'm Yours." Some of you are really praying. Pray from your heart. And the Lord, these are moments where the Lord can make a change in your life. Tell Him, "Lord, I neglect my prayer life. I'm just praying maybe in the morning or at night or before meal. But in between, I'm disconnected. You taught me that Nehemiah even prayed before answering a question. Someone is asking him a question and he prays. Teach me, Lord, that I will pray continually. Lord, give me to be truly faithful unto You, that whatever You have entrusted me, that I will put it to use for Your glory. I'm coming, Lord, tonight to surrender all to You." I'm coming to give You all my life, Lord. There is a hymn, "I Surrender All," Brother Nader. I don't know if we have it. If we can sing it together while we are praying. While we are praying, maybe we can say these words. Let's continue to pray. Continue to pray as we are bringing this hymn. Just talk to the Lord. talk to him and tell him, Lord, I want to come out of these days not as I came. But what did you speak to me about? I want to put it to work, Lord. I want to change me. He is the one that can change our lives. Would you still neglect your Bible as you did before? Would you still, for days, even you did not read one verse in His Word? Where are you going to eat? Lord, I thought that I own my life. I own my time. But in these days, now I know that it is not mine. My days are yours. My talents are yours. And I want to give it all to you, Lord. I want to come to you that you can really use me for your glory. Let's stand all of us and sing this hymn together.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaking, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You for these words that You have given us to utter before You now. And we pray that these are words that we are saying from all our hearts as a desire to live truly for You in this life, knowing that there is no success, there is no true success unless it comes from You, unless You are with us. As it was said of Joseph, that the Lord was with him And he was a successful man. Without being in our sight, Lord. Without cleaving unto you. Without surrendering all to you. We know that there is no true success. Thank you for this weekend. For everyone who have attended here this weekend. For every word that you have given us. For every expression. For every verse in your precious word that you have taught us with. We pray that these will remain with us, that the Holy Spirit will continue to work with them through our lives, that our lives will be truly a successful life, not for our self-exaltation, but for your main purpose of your glory, our blessed Lord. We thank you for the safety. We thank you for the weather. We thank you for everything that you have given us this weekend. And we trust that also you will take everyone today safely at their home and their destination. Praying especially for these young people before you, Lord, to protect them in this evil present world that Satan is moving fast, as he knows that it's only short time is left for him. That you keep them. You preserve them. Keep them for your glory. Protect them as they go tomorrow to their schools. And as they mingle with different people, ungodly people many times, that you keep them godly for you. That you keep them led by the Holy Spirit. That you have given them to be in them. We pray that even they will be successful in all what they do in their lives, in their homes, whatever they do, that they do it from the heart as unto thee. Again, we thank you, Lord, for all these things, and we asking it in your precious name. Amen.